Welcome to The Educated Investor, brought to you by the Householder Group Estate and Retirement Planning. At Cishon Financial, Regional Vice President David Cishon takes a proactive approach to helping you develop a strategy to address your financial goals and objectives using the most efficient methods available. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley and David Cishon.
And we'd like to welcome you to The Educated Investor. Again, my name is Scott Whatley. We are glad you are with us. David Cishon is with us each week, and we are certainly glad to have him. And you can check out their website at cishonfinancialservices.com. They're with the Householder Group. David, how are you, sir?
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Hey, I don't own the Broncos, so I'm doing well.
I guess you are.
Man, I'm telling you. That's a bad football team, isn't it?
Oh, boy, I tell you, on top of all this stuff that's going on, we have the Broncos.
Yeah, exactly.
God almighty.
Wow, I'm telling you. Well, I tell you.
Pandemic doesn't sound that bad.
It doesn't. You are right. Yeah, you are right. Absolutely. Well, David, I tell you, looking at the calendar here, man, a few days left in 2020, and hopefully we'll turn a page and some things will get brighter for us, but I thought maybe you could go over today just some of the things that people might want to look at here at the end of the year.
Well, yeah, the year closes up, and, you know, it's kind of like the time of the year to think back on what's happened and what's going to happen in the new year. And for all of us, you know, that's just maybe a little recap of the main areas of financial planning. You know, Ben Franklin once said, an investment in knowledge pays the best interest.
And
I think that's so true. And every once in a while, we need to take a check on things. And, of course, the five areas of financial planning are things like estate planning and your documents, making sure that they're up to date if there was any major changes in the year. Protection planning, how do we protect these assets, our cash, our investments, our home, our car, our family, and income tax planning. Mm-hmm. You know, do we have enough income coming in? Do we need more? Do we need a reserve? Income tax, you know, income tax is another area. It's the end of the year. In a few short days, we won't be able to make any changes to income tax or reduce it significantly if we don't pay attention before the end of the year. And then investments. You know, some people this year, because of the pandemic and what happened back in February, might have some significant losses in their investments. And they might have some reasonable gains in other sides of the investments. And, of course, you could do some tax harvesting at the end of the year where you sell some of your losses that you sold and or will sell by the end of the year, and you'll be able to cash in some of those gains and not pay any tax on it.
Right.
So it's always worth looking at that to preserve non-taxable income, non-taxable profits, very, very important for some folks. Most important, though, is making sure that you've done the best in those five areas that you could, and looking forward to the new year, getting ready to investigate those five areas and see, do you have to maybe reduce some income that you have coming in to next year. Then again, we don't with what our income tax brackets are this year. New mm-hmm. year is going to be a new year with a new regime, if you will.
Right.
We don't know what the taxes are going to be like.
Sure.
We know what they should be, but who knows? You know, and you know, should we be converting because we know our tax situation? For example, this year, should we be converting some of our IRAs to Roth IRAs?
Hmm. Yeah, because when you know something, I mean, I guess you just have to look and have that conversation. Should we go with what we know or wait and see, right?
Well, sure. And it's always better to go with something that you know than
no
the future
kidding.
May or may not hold. And that's why I think, you know, planning is important in those five areas for most people. Again, we want to be, we have a choice, you know. We can either be a seer or we could be a sucker.
Yeah.
And there was a book written years ago called Seer or Sucker, and by a guy named Carl Anderson. And basically, it takes a little effort to be a seer, but you can save yourself a tremendous amount of money if you are.
Absolutely.
So this is the end of the year is just a great time to, you know, take a back seat, sit down and look at your situation. We like to look at it from a high level view, looking at all five of those areas and see if we do something in taxes or investments, mm-hmm. how does it change the rest of the areas, or does it?
Right.
You know, and instead of just saying let's do this and that and not realizing what the effect would be.
Sure.
You know, one of the things that we see people do sometimes is they'll, like December, they well let's buy. The markets are going up, still going. Let's buy some more mutual funds. Well, they could, but they might buy them at the wrong time because a lot of these mutual funds cash in and cash in for their capital gains, cash in for dividends, and you may be buying at a time where you shouldn't. You should wait till after that effect happens because they all post those dates, and a lot of them happen in December. And it may not be to your advantage to go out there and buy something when you're going to end up with what I call phantom income.
Mm-hmm.
A 1099 that says you got this distribution, but you really didn't. But you're going to pay a tax on it.
Wow. David C. Shawn is our guest. Once again, that number, 720-482-1917. You know, for this end-of-year checkup, or if you just want to really get that overall second opinion, I hope you'll give David a call, 720-482-1917, because you know, I think too, if you just look at one area of the estate planning, probably the end of the year is a good time to sit down and just kind of look at that and just see if all the people that you've got designated for different things are still in your life, still alive. A lot of different things.
Yeah.
Just to make sure all those things are intact, right?
Well, that's right. You know, changes often occur at the wrong time, and most people think of this this will, let's say, that they've drafted and stuck in the drawer and forgot about, that everything is fine. Well, it may not be. You know, maybe some people have out of favor in your lives, or maybe they passed on, or maybe they're ill, or maybe there's a divorce. There's a whole number of things just to make sure that, you know, you've worked a lifetime for your assets, you put them together, and you have a choice. You either want them to go to the places or people you want, or to the government.
Right.
And I think most of us realize that we've made a great contribution to our government so far. And there's no need to be willing to pass up and give them more than we should.
Sure.
And so this time of the year, it's good to look at that estate plan and take a peek and make sure that the documents are in place or signed. I can't tell you this year, for example, how many new folks came in. And, of course, we have them bring in their documents to take a view in their estate plan. And many people will have created, for example, a family trust. And I'll look in the family trust, and I'll look at their assets, and it's not owned by the family trust. Their house isn't owned by the family trust. And what happens if they own them individually and something happens to one or two of them, die, guess what happens? It's not in the family trust, so it's going to have to go to probate, which is what you incorporated in that family trust, the ability not to go to probate.
Right, right.
And we'll see where assets aren't even in the trust that they were told to put in the trust.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it doesn't sound like a big deal because no one's planning on dying, but goodness, if something happens, heaven forbid we get a pandemic.
Sure.
What's going to happen to a lot of people that maybe put off down the road, and now it's down the road forever?
Right. So when things are, you know, you bring up an interesting point with trust and all, and that's done, you know, to protect assets, Are those taxed, different things that are in a trust?
No, actually, well, there's different types of trust, but for the normal family trust, there's no real tax benefits.
Okay.
Because when you do a family trust, the tax ID you use is your tax Social Security number. So it doesn't really do anything for taxation in the traditional sense of income tax and so forth. But it can do a lot for protecting the assets going forward. You know, I've seen people that own, let's say apartment houses in general. They have a income-producing property somewhere, and they own it personally, and yet they have a trust. Well, maybe that income-producing property should be in that trust. Or you create a limited partnership, not a limited partnership, but a partnership program where you own the stock and then we transfer the stock into your trust. And there's numbers of different ways of using the trust, but it's not necessarily, and it's not a document for tax saving purposes.
Sure.
Income tax saving purposes.
Right. And just a programming note, of course, David has been with us every Monday this year, but we're going to be extending his time here for 2021, so we're going to be covering everything there is to know, really, about your planning, retirement planning, and we're going to cover all the things that David teaches on when he's allowed to teach at different places as well, but we're going to cover a lot of things. And if you've got any questions, feel free to shoot me an email, scott@haystackhelp.com. And if you've ever got a question for David and maybe can't call in during the show, we would love to take your questions, and we'll make sure we get that to David and get you an answer. And once again, the website is CICHON, that's C-I-C-H-O-N, financialservices.com. They're with the Householder Group, and their number is 720-482-1917. So, David, as we, turn this page here in a few days and the stock market and all the different things, what's kind of your gut feeling of what that first quarter may look like?
Well, if we don't get another pandemic surprise or another kind of change along that route, it would seem with the government passing this new stimulus, that's going to help the people, therefore help the economy going into the new year.
Right.
And we have a lot of recovery to get to. I just hope these monies that are going to go out sooner than later, because it's already been very late for a lot of people. And there's a lot of businesses that have gotten hurt and forced out of business, and probably a few more before the year ends. Unfortunately, and but the signs are, quite honestly, that this coming year could be a very good year for the market. And I think once these vaccinations happen, mm-hmm. this vaccine that we have, and people calm down and we don't have a fear of dying, that combination with the money is going to kick the market up fairly good, and the recovery will begin, hopefully, with even more monies, perhaps, that the government will have to kick in. But again, we've got to get people back to work, and we've got to we're on the right direction. So I think overall, it points to the fact that we should have a decent year coming up.
Yes, sir. Well, David, we appreciate your time. We'll look forward to our visit next week to wrap up this year. And as I mentioned, we're looking forward to working with you in 2021 as well. So we appreciate your time.
All right, Scott, thank you very much.
All right, that's
Dave. Have yourself a great week.
All right, you as well, sir. That's David CICHON, 720-482-1917. Call David now. Get in for that second opinion or just for that end-of-the-year checkup. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back. Is your vision stopping you from enjoying your outdoor activities? Hi, this is Scott Watley for Stack Optical. Get by Stack Optical today and check out the Stack Sports Pack. One great frame where you can easily interchange the lenses to the tint you need for golf, bike riding, shooting, fishing, and yes, even driving. Stack Optical, family owned and operated. They're fully staffed and ready to help you with all of your optical needs, from eye exams, glasses, contacts, and yes, even repairs. And rest assured, Stack Optical has taken every precaution to ensure your safety and that you have a clean environment. 2233 South Monaco Parkway. 303-321-1578. Call them now. 303-321-1578. StackOptical.com. And remember, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Hi, Jack Corrigan for Len Lyle Chevrolet. Len Lyle Chevrolet is open and safe. It's truck month, and they have the best deals of the year on all trucks and SUVs, like up to $10,000 off on half-ton Silverados. Or come check out the all-new Tahoes and Suburbans for 2021. Len Lyle has been there for 35 years, and low overhead really does mean low prices. Check them out on the web, LenLyleChevy.com. Go east and pay the least. Chevy. Find new roads.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. And not just my friends, but truly, the staff at Lone Tree feels like part of our family. Since 2002, they have provided the very best care for our pets. What we love about Lone Tree Vet is the services they provide covers all of our needs, from preventative care, dentistry, pain management, cardiology, dermatology, and eye care, as well as emergency and critical care. They also offer veterinary surgery and orthopedic care. And when you need to get away, they have a fantastic boarding lodge and a cat boarding lodge that is amazing. If your pet gets to go along, they can even assist you with your travel health certificates. And when your dog needs a little extra instruction, check out the K9 Academy. They helped us so much when we got a new puppy last year. And then, of course, there is the spectacular grooming salon that you and your pet will love. All of this and more at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Oh, and check out the blogs to help you become a better parent at LoneTreeVet.com. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe that all pets deserve to have a good life. Call 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. It's just one stop and all the care you need.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for being with us today. We're going to go phones now and talk to our good friend Dan Johnson, Len Lyle Chevrolet, 14500. East Colfax, drive east and pay the least has been their tagline for years, and I promise you that is a very true statement. So, Dan, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing well. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, really good. Yeah, we're fighting Santa Claus a little bit, but there's some people out here, buying trucks and cars and used vehicles and servicing their cars, and unfortunately, a few of them getting a little mishap, and the body shop's rocking and rolling. So, we're finished up the year strong.
Well, good deal. And looking at the calendar, if everybody wants to go by what they believe, the end of the year is the best time to buy. Hey, now's the time to get over and see you. A lot of deals going on. And employee pricing, you can't beat that.
Yep, employee pricing for everyone. So, you know, they buy the cars just as I would, or a GM employee, you know, at employee pricing for everyone. So it doesn't get any better than that. They usually do that one time a year, and it's at the end of the year. And GM's making a big push to, you know, get these cars and trucks off the shelf, and as we are as well. So, you know, now's as good a time as any, and who knows what to be in store for January, but I can't imagine it's going to be as good as it is right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I tell you, it's going to feel weird saying Happy New Year to everybody, and we really don't know what's going to be going on in 2021 either, do we?
Yeah, still going to be wearing a mask for a little while, I think.
But, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
It's nice to see the vaccine coming down the pike, and, you know,
sure.
Hopefully we get open and our friends in the hospitality industry, you know, get back to work. I hope, you know, restaurants, bars, hotels, that type of thing, and, you know, some semblance of order here.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I want to check with you on a couple of things, because this term means a lot, I think, to a lot of different dealers, but wanted to get the Len Lyle explanation on certified pre-owned. What does that mean when a client sees that on your lot?
I mean, it is a car that has to meet certain requirements, i.e., never been in an accident, you have all the keys, it goes through a much rigorous inspection. I mean, they check everything, you know, I mean, everything. I think it's like 120 points,
mm-hmm.
and fill it out, and the technician fills it out, and you get a copy of that. And probably best of all, not only is it, you know, proven and inspected a good car, it, on GM anyway, it increases the warranty by another year. So a normal warranty is 3 years, 36,000 miles, that'll take it up to 4 years, 48, bumper to bumper. And if it's out of the 3 years, say you got a car with 38,000 miles that's certified, you get a year bumper to bumper. So, I mean, it's a good deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
And most banks recognize it as, you know, added value to the car too. So they'll usually finance, you know, an extra $1,000 or $1,500, something like that, just because it is certified. It's nearly new.
Gotcha. Dan Johnson is our guest, General Manager, Len Lyle Chevrolet of, as I mentioned, 14500 East Colfax. And, you know, Dan, you mentioned your service department, and I was just looking just for a few minutes there at your website and reading a few of your last interviews, your testimonials. And, you know, a lot of great comments there on your service department. And I'm telling you, you know, for years, people have just had in their mind, and I don't know, it could have been true at one time, but I just know, man, for as long as you've been there, I'm telling you, I would much rather come to the dealership, and, you know, I pay just like everybody else, so I mean, it's not like, you know, I get free deals or whatever, but I mean, it's a great deal there to have everything checked over at Len Lyle Chevrolet when you get your oil changes or whatever.
We try to be quick, competitive, and, you know, and our technicians aren't, you know, guys just walking off the street. I mean, you know, we have to train them per GM, and you know, they're trained to do multi-point inspections. We just don't, you know, do an oil change, an entire rotation, say, here you go. I mean, you know, your car could be leaking oil or, you know, whatever, we're going to let you know. And, you know, if you elect to fix it, great. If you don't, but we still want to let you know, here's what we found. And
mm-hmm.
you know, that's, you know, and our prices are competitive. You know, I promise you that you'll pay more at these fast lube places than you will here.
Yeah, yeah, and in more than one way. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, a lot of those guys are trained to fasten, so you got to be really careful in going in some of those places.
Right. And you guys help out with tires, everything, so it's not just the mechanical parts. I mean, you guys do full service.
Oh, absolutely. And we have a price match guarantee on tires. I mean, if you found the same tire somewhere else, you know, I'll price match it, no problem. You know, our prices are competitive going out, but, you know, there may be a deal somewhere that we don't know about, but, and if a customer finds it, we'll absolutely price match it. So, yeah, we do tires, you know. And one thing, wintertime, you know, check your wiper blades. Those are, they're fairly inexpensive.
Sure.
And it's really a safety item. You know, you get out there. And
you really don't realize it till you go to turn them on. You're like, I can't see.
Yeah. So, So we try to do that as well. When the car comes on the drive, we'll look at them and make sure that, you know, they're in good shape, and, you know, just kind of give you a once over. We always top off fluids, you know, your windshield wiper, washer fluid, and you know, anything else that might need. So that's just kind of one of those things, we kind of a cut above, you know, at a dealership.
Right. One thing on financing I want to mention too, because, you know, talking to a lot of people, man, this has been a year like none other. And a lot of people, you know, were laid off for a time, maybe got to go back to work, but maybe they, you know, they missed a few payments on some things. But overall, you know, they've been very, very steady. And so we don't want people to be afraid of that. I mean, you guys work with a lot of banks, credit unions, and I just say it this way. If anybody can get you done, Dan will.
Well, and we do. We have a lot of banks for, I mean, the, you know, everywhere from the super great credit to the not so great credit, as you said. I mean, you know, bad things happen to good people, and, you know, I have some banks that will take care of that. And, you know, I had a customer over the weekend that been dealing with his credit union in, I don't know, somewhere in the Midwest for years and years and years. And I saved him, you know, he financed a lot of money, bought a brand new Suburban. I saved him, I think 0.75% in interest, and on you know, $60,000, that was a lot of money. And, you know, he'd never dreamed that, you know, I would, you know, I could save him that much money in financing. So, you know, give us a shot. You know, if we can't do better, hey, go with your financing. We don't care.
Sure.
But, man, like you say, you know, we have banks that will do, you know, 500 credit scores, you know, so. We got it all.
All right. That's Len Lyle Chevrolet. Again, 14500 East Colfax. When you get by, usually you'll be greeted there when you get there, but just tell him you'd like to tell Dan hello and let him know you heard about him here on Haystack Help Radio or our Sportsman of Colorado show. We do both of them there with them. And I promise you, it will be a great experience for you. And, Dan, I want to bring this up because I just was talking with a guy about this on Friday. Again, you and I have talked about it before, but that is – car brokers, and where people feel like, you know, this one guy can buy cars cheaper than you. And I just tell everybody, man, I'll put it up against anybody. Just go over there and give you a shot. But rarely is some car broker going to beat what you can do, isn't it?
Well, there's no question. Those guys don't work for free.
Sure.
And, you know, like right now, employee pricing, I mean, it is what it is. It's, you know, I don't care whether it's a broker or, you know, anybody walking off the streets. It's kind of one price, the employee pricing. And, you know, why you would use a broker in that, you know, because they're going to tax something on it somewhere, whether it be on the trade-in or something. You know, they don't work for free. So, you know, it just doesn't make sense. Give us a shot because, and I know we did it to ourselves a long time ago, but, you know, the buying experience, you know, at least at Len Lyle is, you know, our customer satisfaction index scores are off the chart.
Yeah.
They're just, people like doing business here, and we try to keep it that way. We depend on repeat, referral, and, you know, if you don't take care of people, you're not going to get that kind of business.
Sure. Last couple of minutes, but also I know you're always in the market for some good, clean, pre-owned vehicles as well. So anything special that you're really looking for right there in that area?
I could use some trucks and SUVs. You know, I kind of had a run on used pickups, so if anybody has one laying around, they want to not use it or want to sell and need some money for Christmas, give us a shout. Well, I'll pay as much as anybody for them, and, you know, we really need them because I really do sell more used cars than new. So,
yeah.
And that's kind of our bread and butter.
Absolutely. And then for your 2021 models, anything, any kind of new styles coming out with any of them, or are most of them staying the same for 2021?
Well, 2021, of course, you know, the Vet is really nice, but it hasn't changed much. But the Equinox, it has a facelift coming.
Oh, okay.
Should be here, you know, February, March kind of thing, you know, which that we saw a lot of those cars. So, but other than that, we pretty much stayed status quo. I don't know whether, you know, the pandemic kind of told GM to, you know, keep it the same. However, GM is getting, you know, moving all their electric stuff up. You know, it's gonna be here before we know it. So
we
have one full electric car right now, and they're talking about electric truck by 2023. So we'll see.
Wow. Man, I'm going to need a lot of electricity
for the Mazda. Yeah, you will. I'm not sure that's going to work for you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Dan, hey, man, we appreciate it. Thanks for all you've done for us. And, man, I'm telling you, I love my Silverado a ton and like it better, being you got the dent out of it for me. So thank you very much. And, and body shop, I want to mention real quick, you know, hey, snow's going to be falling again here pretty quick. And, folks, do not be deterred when you call your insurance and they give you a quote of their list of approved shops. Now, Len Lyle will probably be on most of those, but just in case, you can take your car anywhere you want to get it fixed. And again, highly recommend Dan and Len Lyle. As I mentioned, I backed into my ATV trailer a couple weeks ago and took it over there, and boy, I did a great, great job and got it out in a timely fashion and a great deal. But Dan, I'm telling you, some of these insurance companies, they do make it sound like you need to go to one of these specific places.
Yeah, they do. And you know, like you said, that's just not true. You can take it anywhere you want. And you know, part of the problem with some of those body shops and insurance companies, you know, they're in it to do it as cheap as possible for the insurance company, so they don't use original manufactured parts. They use aftermarket parts or used parts. So you know, we don't do that unless, you know, the customer is fully aware of it and it's, you know, and he's okay with it, you know.
Sure.
But, you know, OEM parts are better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Dan, hey, man, I appreciate it. And I've got to get over for an oil change, too. So see you soon. And I appreciate it very much.
All right, Scott. Yeah, take care.
All right. That's Dan Johnson, Len Lyle Chevrolet. Again, when you get by, let Dan know you heard about him here on the show. And we'd appreciate that very much. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Scott Watley from my friends at Enchanted Kitchens. At Enchanted Kitchens, it's all about the magic of design. Whether you're remodeling your kitchen or building a custom home, Enchanted Kitchens offers a full-service design center with multiple product lines to meet any budget. And right now, when you mention Haystack Help Radio, you'll receive 15% off your Europa brand cabinets. And after you visit their experience center in Englewood, you'll get a no-cost, no-obligation in-home design consultation. Hey, after all, the kitchen is the heart of every home. Call Enchanted Kitchens today, 303-376-7588. That's 303-376-7588. Enchanted Kitchens is a member of the Haystack Help Home Team.
You go to the grocery store to buy ice cream and end up with a dislocated shoulder. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesch of Flesch & Beck Law has one goal, to make sure you get the medical care you need without worrying about the cost. Your first reaction when you slip and fall tends to be embarrassment and avoidance. You hustle up to get off the floor, tell everyone you're fine, and go home in a hurry. Then, once the adrenaline wears off, you start to realize that you're not fine after all. You end up in the emergency room needing rotator cuff surgery. Suddenly, you're facing upwards of $50,000 in hospital bills. All because of a shopping trip. KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesch, will prove the place of business created a dangerous condition, holding them accountable for your medical expenses so you can focus only on getting the treatment you need. Call today for a free, no-obligation consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesch and Beck Law. They get results.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever. Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
We'd like to welcome you to Your Health Matters. It is always great to have a member of the team of Integrated Health Systems with us. And today we are glad to have Jacob Meyer with us. Jacob, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good today, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, great weekend skiing up in Beaver Creek. I wish
wow.
It was still Saturday up there, so that was a beautiful day for me.
Absolutely. What were the crowds like up there?
Actually, it felt probably the most crowded ever there. It's such that's my favorite mountain up there, and usually you can get back to different sort of smaller lifts and everything to different kinds of terrain, but I think with these lift lines and how they are right now, it felt the most crowded it has ever. So sort of long answer there.
Oh, no problem. All right. Well, man, the holiday season is upon us. And, you know, we've addressed this topic a few times, but I'm telling you, I just was doing a show with a doctor in Dallas today, a family medicine doctor, and he is dealing with this a lot in Dallas as well. And that is this matter of just mental health here during the holiday season. You know what? It is not a happy time for everybody, is it?
It is definitely not a happy time for everyone today, and that's something I definitely want to cover today, the sort of different forms of grief that we go through over the holidays. It can be many different ways, and clinicians typically talk about grief in a couple different ways, and I would say like more of a layperson would. We typically talk about, you know, just as this, what are we experiencing a loss from right now? That could be from a loved one, an old friend, an animal, a pet. But this can be a loss of parts of ourselves, times of our life, things of that nature. A lot of people are really dealing with a sense of loss right now in terms of they're having a big loss in terms of they're not able to gather right now and to observe those traditions. So you're very right, Scott. The holidays are not a happy time of year, and December is usually when there's a lot of emotionally charged sessions that I'm working through with people.
Right. And, you know, I realize people may not be getting together like they normally would at Christmas, but, you know, one thing I discussed with this other doctor and he brought up, he said, you know, don't just assume everybody in your family and in your circle is doing great, you know? I mean, have some conversations, and they're hard conversations, but just – he just said everybody ought to have their radars up a little bit more and antennas up a little bit more, so to speak, to be in touch with what's going on with people.
I think that's definitely true, Scott. You know, if you have a family member, let's say, that they might have gone through a loss in this past year or two. You might have an uncle, a brother, something of that nature. Maybe they're going through a hard time right now. Even just reaching out to say something like, this is what I usually offer patients when they're leaving a really hard session of like, hey, even if you need another session this week, it's okay to reach out, you know, and a lot of times just that person being seen in that moment of like, hey, this is a rough time you're going through right now, and that it's okay to maybe reach out for some support if you need it, can be make all the difference in the world, because that person understands that like, hey, someone is noticing that. Obviously, December time, Christmas time is not the easiest time of the year for me, and that if I do need to reach out, I can and sort of maybe get some of this stuff out of me.
Sure. And we'll touch on this, but you're going to be doing a webinar tomorrow night at 6, so I'm just going to give you the floor, so to speak, and let you just kind of walk through some of the areas you're going to be addressing with this.
No, of course. And so the webinar tomorrow is sort of titled as Three Ways We Can Cope with Grief Over the Holidays, and also helping to expand people's understanding of what grief might be. The classic grief usually is like we lose a close loved one or family member within our life. We lose that great friend. We lose our mom or a dad, typically. We lose our aunt or our uncle. And that it takes a lot of time not only to grieve that loss with your family of being just sad purely for the person's loss in their life, but then also understanding what is the emotional impact of that person on me throughout my life. What does that person maybe represent to me? And this is why grief can be so very sneaky in a lot of different ways and come back and forth in waves. Something I like to tell people is that, hey, like, grief is not something that really ends. We just grow a different kind of relationship with it over time. Mm-hmm. And so to help people really understand that grief is not only this person-to-person loss, but the loss of what this person could have really represented to you. And so things can come down maybe 2 years down the line of maybe that familiar smell of maybe that aunt someone lost baked something like gingerbread cookies. And then someone could walk past a bakery and then be activated in all these nostalgic memories and be so very confused. and not really know why in that manner. And so grief can be very, very powerful, but it can also have these representations that are a little bit more on the face and easier to grasp, but then it gets a little bit deeper in what did that person mean to us? How were they able to help us in our life? What rituals did we observe with them? And how that person was really a part of us in the end of the day.
Sure. And, you know, when we think about this, we kind of think more in the adult world. But I'm telling you, with everything going on with our kids and schools and lack thereof of being around friends or getting to go to camps or all that, I mean, this could really go through the whole family, couldn't it?
Oh, of course. Yeah, it can really grip and affect everyone. And I think, you know, let's say if the listeners are more of the leaders of the family, maybe the mom or dad, grandpa and grandpa, grandma, grandpa in that manner. And so we can understand that is such a very, that's such a big pivot position within the family, because if we're stricken with something, maybe a family member has been lost due to COVID. Maybe someone has lost a job due to COVID and Christmas isn't the year we want it to be this year. It's important to really maybe address that in a basic way, so you don't feel like the family sort of has to sit with this thing underneath the surface that might be direct in our behaviors. Maybe we feel more irritated as the kids in that family of not understanding why we're not able to get the three presents that we want to get. Maybe we're confused in why a family member is going through such a hard time with the loss of their job. Or maybe we're not understanding really why a loss or maybe direct loss in this past year or two is really affecting everybody so much. But what's important of what I'm saying right now is to be able to identify, like, hey, something's going on. Something doesn't feel right within the whole family right now. And how can I maybe address it, at least with the other adults, to help to make sure that this issue doesn't drive this Christmas season here?
Absolutely. If you're just joining us, Jacob Myers with us. Integrated Health Systems, their number, 303-781-5617. And that is the number to call if you would like to be a part of this webinar tomorrow night. Maybe you know you're going to be around some family members that may be going through something like this. And I'm telling you, this is a great time to get some of these tips. And Jake will be going through these a little more in depth tomorrow night at 6. And all you have to do is call that number. 303-781-5617, and just mention you heard Jake here on the show, and they will get you the necessary information and the link for that. So, Jake, do you find that most of the time, to me, your job amazes me, because I would think it's so hard to get people to open up, and I would have to say especially men, about maybe depression and all, because, you know, hey, most guys don't want to admit we can't handle something. So how do you break through that hard exterior?
No, of course. Well, one of the big things is I rely a lot, you know, on my training and all the work I've done within this profession, because when you're going in to see, let's say a listener is maybe thinking, like, I might be thinking of my cousin or my aunt in a different state that might need to see somebody. You know, so one of the things that I try to provide is a safe and secure environment that is sort of optimized for that person to understand that this is a place, this is a special kind of relationship that you sort of build here that relies on trust, so that you can start exploring these very difficult areas within your life. So by me, you know, continuously working on my professional development, me being very consistent to people, me being very okay with their boundary points of like, hey, this might be too much today, but let's maybe back off of that. Knowing where these limitations are sort of signals to the person like, hey, this guy sort of knows the dance here. He knows what's going on. He's experienced here. So I can feel free in terms of being able to go there. Because once I do and I don't feel like I'm in so much control, I know this guy's going to be able to take the reins and direct an experience that will be therapeutic for me. And so I guess that's sort of an answer there, Scott. Mm-hmm. But a lot of it is just that repetition of, you know, that person showing up and feeling safer and feeling committed to the process. And so we can sort of understand the same sort of dynamic happening when there's a happy and healthy kid in the store that I see, they're able to run away from their mom. They're bouncing off the walls. They feel very safe in that connection to be able to understand that, like, if I lose this person, they're going to try to find me. I'm generally safe within the world. But if you see a child that struggles a lot with their attachment style, maybe they feel much more insecure, they're going to be hugging their mom's leg all through that store because they're worried, and they're going to need to establish some control of, I feel threatened if I don't have my mom here. I don't perceive the world as safe to me. And so that happens every single day right in front of me. I can sort of read someone's ability to engage in difficult topics because I can see how they connect to other people in a general sense as well.
Sure. And I love your points, you know, and kind of talking about assessing the impact of the loss. And then you've got one, connecting with what you can. What do you mean with that?
So in connecting with what we can, I always have people sort of understand a principle about emotions. It is important to be able to step into your emotional experiences and to be vulnerable as it is to step out. Just like with a faucet, you know, we want to be able to turn that faucet on to utilize the water and to have the benefit of that. But we also want to be able to turn it off in a reliable manner as well. And so when I tell people, I want you to connect with what you can, I want you to flow with what you can, is what are the feelings that maybe need to be felt? Is that tolerable by yourself? Is that tolerable with another person? Would this be more useful to maybe wait until after Christmas to open this up, maybe? Because in helping people understand and assessing their own symptoms of grief, that can vary in size and intensity to a great degree. If you've just gone through a loss, maybe in these past couple weeks here, maybe it would be better just to distract yourself a little bit more this Christmas, to have some space for yourself to breathe a little bit, so we can let that just start naturally processing and let it come out in its own time. But if we also feel like this is just sort of on the edge right now, I'm seeing it wherever I go, the associations are very, very close to me, we might need you to get to feel some of that so you don't feel like it's weighing over your head the entire time and sort of tinging the experience in a negative fashion. But it's all what we need to understand is we need to be able to process what we can because we don't want to overload ourselves or sort of floodlight ourselves with this issue if we're not able to then step out with relevant coping mechanisms.
Right.
Relevant coping mechanisms from that.
Sure. Once again, free webinar tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. All you have to do is call 303-781-5617. Mention you heard Jay Kerr on the show, and they will get you the necessary information for the link, and you can join that, ask questions. But this would be a great time to go through some of these points that we are kind of running through here today in our short time, just to let you know there is help. And, boy, Jacob, if we could just all understand, there's every one of us need help many times in our lives. And I think it's just letting our loved ones know it's okay to need help and say you're having a tough time.
Of course, Scott. And one of the biggest things I learned when I was in my graduate program was it's something like 1 in 4 people every year experience some symptoms of anxiety and depression. But one of the big lessons from that I learned and I want to impart onto people today listening is that our mental health is dynamic. It does not stay static. It is a continuous process that we have, and that it's okay. It's a human thing to go through a period of time when we're depressed, or to go through a period of time when we're anxious, to go through a period of time when we're grieving a loss, maybe feeling confused about that, because human beings change and adapt to their emotional environments just like we do with the physical environments. It's completely normal to feel sad and depressed if we've lost, say, a grandparent in that manner. Is it normal to feel that same level of acute symptoms 20 years later? I would say probably not, and maybe that person will need to come in and maybe check in on that. But emotions can be very unique in their presentation to everyone, and just because we're going through a hard time doesn't mean that there's something wrong with us in that manner.
Absolutely. Then I love your last point, creating new rituals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, talk about that a moment.
Yeah, I'm a really big proponent, Scott, on, you know, to get to that dawn moment, to get to that new day, we need to go through that dark night. You know, we need to feel those negative feelings. We need to do that in a safe and secure manner where we can reliably have a break from that as well. But a big thing with creating new rituals is us really attuning and understanding that, like, hey, this is the impact of this loss. This is also how I can feel what I can feel from this loss. I feel like something's been taken from me, but how can I, in response to this, and to feel more empowered and more connected to this person, this part of myself throughout my life, because again, grief is a lifelong relationship that we can develop. How can I develop maybe a new ritual with that? The fastest example I can think of being that maybe losing that aunt who would make those gingerbread cookies. How can I maybe learn that recipe, make them a couple times a year when she would make them? How can I replace that behavior and sort of honor that person and what they gave to me with intention rather than being avoidant to the emotions that and that person that has been taken from me? When we're able to create and observe new rituals in that way, we're really able to come through the full circle of that grief of really acknowledging so much has been taken from me, but I will not allow this to continue to be taken. I will sort of go towards this feeling, allow it to come through me, and then replace it with intention of how I can honor this person in my past, in the present, and in the future as well.
Right. Once again, if you're just joining us, Jacob Myers with us. It is Integrated Health Systems. Their number, 303-781-5617. And Dr. Shane Steadman, the owner there, always gives us a free consultation. All you have to do is mention the show here, Your Health Matters, and they will get you in. 303-781-5617. So, Jacob, when you're working with, you know, adults, yeah, okay, so finally, you know, you win their trust, get them to open up and all, but how much more difficult it is if you get to the teenage years or maybe even, you know, 7, 8, 9 year olds where they're just going through a lot?
Yeah, with those 7, 8, 9 year olds, I tell you, I really respect the therapists that are able to work with them because it's a little bit tougher for me. I like having people with attention spans and
sure.
being able to get into some of those deeper things. So I definitely, my work starts mostly when at around 12 years old and up.
Okay.
But yeah, that attention span piece is very difficult with them. It's also very difficult, let's say, if there's dysfunction that's happening actively, then it's like I'm sort of putting them back into that environment. And so that is always very difficult for me. But young adults, in terms of adolescents and people in the early 20s, the mid-20s, a lot of times they're a big joy to work with because they're just smart enough, but they don't have the experience. It's like a second toddlerhood.
Right.
People go through of this huge jump in cognitive abilities and expectations, but none of the experience that really backs us up or the ability to communicate what they're really feeling. So that can cause a lot of strife with the world, typically represented through their family relationships and their primary relationships within their parents. And so what I really like about working, especially with people later adolescents and people in their mid to later 20s, is that they're sort of seeing how their patterns are starting to interplay with the world. And if they're coming to see me, they really don't like what's going on.
Sure.
And they really don't like how they're feeling in response to the world whatsoever. But they're very, very motivated to make some changes. And so for me, a lot of times, I feel like I'm working with more of a blank canvas, and I don't need to take out as many negative patterns as, let's say, someone who is in their later 40s or something like that, where they've had a really long sort of arc of these patterns and probably a lot of avoidance that's happened as well. And so I always believe, you know, I love to work towards prevention and helping people get to the place they want to get to at a younger age. But of course, you know, I definitely don't discriminate in the joys of working with a more middle-aged population as well, because the wisdom that they have and the readiness they have to change is usually pretty high. So with those young adults, a lot of times they're just sort of running around and bumping into stuff. But I enjoy working with them as well.
Sure. Now, do most, and I realize everybody's different, every case is different, so I'm just kind of a rule of a thumb. Are these usually start out with maybe like, you know, weekly sessions or a couple of times a month sessions, and then you just continue to work till you both feel everything's on a better track?
Yeah, of course. Usually it's with weekly sessions. That's the most optimum form of therapy, in my opinion, because you're going to get to the point, let's say if you're coming in and talking to me every single week, Scott, we're going to get to the point where we hit those major notes and I sort of can understand the context of your life a little bit more and where also you want to go. But if you see someone that regularly, the good thing is that things just start to open up and they get deeper. Things just start to sort of happen because an hour a week it can feel like just a little bit, but when you're in focused conversation, actually you can go pretty far with that. And so with that hour every week, you can just start to naturally deepen and feel that trust happening more and more. And people can start really feeling that comfort level of being able to push into that, into those uncomfortable emotions, to have those more replaced in therapeutic sort of interactions that are so beneficial for that person down the line.
Absolutely. Well, once again, if you're just joining us and you missed this earlier, there will be a free webinar tomorrow night, Tuesday, December 22nd at 6 p.m. All you have to do is call the office, 303-781-5617, and just mention you heard Jacob Meyer here on Your Health Matters, and they will get you the necessary information to join this link. And Jacob will send in questions and all, and he'll address those. But these are some really good points, really pretty simple outline, just 3 points on what Jacob is going to be talking about. But I believe, again, these are much well-needed topics, and we all have to face. There's just a lot going on. There has been a lot of loss this year, you know, with family members, even my own family, job loss and loss of just getting to get out and do what you want to do, Jake. You know, sometimes I think we think about loss and think about, you know, maybe just a death or something, but sometimes it's just almost feeling like your freedoms have been taken away from you too.
No, exactly. This loss of rituals, the loss of what we observe with every with each other and our family every year, such grounding activities that we have, such a way that we're able to reify sort of our identity with each other and as a family unit. And a loss of our freedom within that is definitely something people are dealing with right now. You're having people who have been observing the Christmas holiday for their entire life, and this year they're not able to. I mean, that's a really big deal that really strikes at the heart of what it means to be a human being and why we try to work so hard as a country and as a people to be able to have this precious time with each other set aside, to be able to renew our ties, to be able to observe our family identity, and just to feel good and feel nice, have a little bit of extra eggnog.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Jacob, first of all, Merry Christmas to you and your family, and thank you so much for your time today, and good luck with your webinar tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Call 303-781-5617 for more information. It is brought to you by Integrated Health Systems. So thank you so much for being with us, and Jacob, thank you.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
All right, same to you, sir. Thanks for being with us today for Haystack Help Radio and Your Health Matters. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
Call Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation. 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Stedman live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.